Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. What if spending time outdoors could build confidence, reduce stress, and create real pathways to belonging? Studies actually show that time outdoors can lower anxiety, improve emotional regulation, and increase social connection, especially when paired with purposeful hands-on work. On our show today, we'll explore how inclusive, nature-based programs are enhancing the lives of individuals with special needs. Our conversation will highlight how community, faith, and giving back come together to create spaces where individuals with special needs aren't just supported, but where they belong. My guest today is Emily Enochson, Director of Community Impact at Zachariah's Acres, a nonprofit located in Oconomowoc whose mission is to connect children and adults with special needs and their families to the miracles of nature. Welcome to the show today, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here today.
Well, I'm happy to have you. I love the story of Zach's Acres. I'm very familiar with it. They've been on the show before. But for those who maybe not know the story behind it, can you share what that is?
Absolutely. So Zachariah's Acres, as you shared, we are a nonprofit located in Oconomowoc. We have 100 acres that exist to serve individuals with special needs and their families. Back in 2011, we were gifted 48 acres by the Showalter family to be used for individuals with special needs. And so we started serving. The first 3 years, we served under banquet tents. We were literally a farm field.
And you did what you needed to do, right?
We did. We just were scrappy and figured it out because of the generosity of the community. And we put up banquet tents. We would invite families to come out to Zachariah's Acres. And they'd do simple things like catch a fish, do a nature craft, go for a walk, go for a hay wagon ride. And nobody wanted to leave because they had a place where they could be themselves. So we knew there was something there. So in the years since, we have grown, our campus has grown, and yeah, it's just been such an amazing gift.
So you have a lake on property
or
a pond that
we have
that's
several.
Stuck with fish and okay.
Yep. So our campus since 2011 has expanded. We have several buildings on site. Our first building, the barn, as we call it, was up in 2014. And once we opened those doors, we had nonprofits, we had schools, we had families calling and saying, we love coming to your quarterly events, but how can we be involved more often? And so we allowed guests to come out and volunteer. We increased our programming and really have served about 189,000 individuals since then in 2011.
Yeah. When people hear of a good thing, they want to be a part of it,
they
right?
They do. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to have the community. So, but actually it goes beyond the Oconomowoc community. I mean, it reaches out.
Yep.
I'm sure people from downtown or maybe even other cities further away come to check you out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we exist to serve individuals with special needs and their families, but we serve schools, we serve group homes, we serve partnering nonprofit organizations, and it's all from southeastern Wisconsin and beyond. We even have families or organizations that come from Appleton area because there's nothing quite like Zachariah's Acres that exists. I'm a little biased, but it's a beautiful campus. A couple weeks ago, we had a school that came out for the very first time. And the teacher was talking to me afterwards, and she just said, as soon as we pulled on your winding road, there's a beautiful cross, and it's a long winding third of a mile drive. We felt peace. It's a sanctuary for individuals with special needs. And I said, yeah, that's so true. It's a place where everybody can belong. They can be themselves and be connected to creation.
Yeah. Do they have long and winding road?
We should. We need a playlist.
We need a playlist. The bus is pulling in the driveway.
And the buses. So today when I was out at Zachariah's Acres, the YMCA was out and they come out every week. And that bus pulls down that driveway and started honking their horn because they were so excited to come. And today they were doing simple things like planting in our greenhouse. They were going to go do some archery in our archery range. They were going to have a snack in our fully accessible treehouse. They were going to gather eggs and cook in our kitchen. And so we provide opportunities for individuals to, yes, connect to creation and to know their creator, but to build those social skills and to build that vocational skill training, the awareness, because that sense of dignity and purpose is so important for everybody, especially individuals with special needs.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. You can hear the passion for Zach Zakers in the way that you speak about it. How did you first learn about them, and how long have you been with the organization?
Yeah, so I was actually at the very first event in October 2011. I have a sister with special needs, Josie, and my mom and I saw a little advertisement in a church bulletin that just said Fall Fest for families of kids with special needs. So I was home and I said, hey, let's just go check it out. So I remember pulling up with my mom, and my sister was in a wheelchair, and we pushed her through a farm field to this banquet tent that was in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing really around. And the amazing thing was we felt welcome from the moment we were on that property. Mm-hmm. Josie has multiple needs, epilepsy, cerebral palsy, autism. She's nonverbal. And she is a miracle. Like, she is a miracle girl. And the hard thing, though, is she's not always welcome places. Mm. There are a handful of places where she can be herself and she can be who God created her to be. And for her, that is Culver's, going in the hot tub at the local Y. And it's become Zachariah Zakers. And the amazing thing with Josie that day back in 2011 is she had a really tough day. She had a meltdown. And usually when she has behaviors or has a hard day, we're asked to leave places, whether we've been kicked out of restaurants, movie theaters, churches, because a lot of people don't know or feel uncomfortable with individuals with special needs around. But that day, instead of being asked to leave, a volunteer came alongside of my mom and I and said, how can I support you? What can I do? How can we be here for you and for Josie? And I remember us getting in the car later and looking at each other and being like, there's something different about that place. It's, yes, it was a tent in a farm field, but it was the people and people there to serve and to give their talents and to love families. And you could sense that. So shortly after that, I met with their president and co-founder just to volunteer and say, hey, you know, we really enjoyed our time. I'd love to volunteer. And like I say, the rest was history. So after that, I started volunteering.
You were hooked.
I was hooked. Yep. And then I was hired as their first staff member in 2013.
Wow.
So I have been with CAs for almost 13 years now, which is crazy to me.
Wow.
And watch it grow from little
tent in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere to a fully accessible, universally designed campus that serves about 19,000 individuals each year. Mm. And that has been by God's grace and also the generosity of the community that has embraced us, the community of Oconomowoc, the community of Lake Country, the community of the greater Milwaukee area. Just to come alongside and support individuals with special needs has been so humbling.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah. Wonderful to be a part of.
It's a joy.
Well, walk us through what a typical day or a program is like.
Yes. I love that question. We joke at Zachariah Zakers, there's no real typical day. And that's what we love. No 2 days are alike because we serve unique guests, but we have a wide range of partnerships. So a typical week may look like Monday afternoons. We have Garden Club, which are young adults with special needs that have graduated from school. And that program started because some parents and individuals were looking for that purpose, that community, that belonging after they graduated from their high school. And so it's a group of 15 young adults with special needs that come out. They work in the gardens, they have a little fun, they cook in the kitchen, but really it's time for them to be with each other, to build friendships. Yeah. And while they're working and hanging out with each other, the moms and female caregivers actually get to go up to our treehouse. Or actually last week they were in our teepee and they get to connect. I know. Isn't that a great way? A great place to hang out. Yeah, you would be totally welcome. But they get to share resources and they get to swap stories and the joys and challenges. So Mondays are garden club days. Tuesdays are our seed to sale. So we serve a wide range of schools. We serve about, I would say, 19 to 20 different school districts in the area that come out on a regular basis. But we have 9 school districts a part of our seed to sale program.
Seed to sale. Okay.
So seed to sale is a program partnering with 9 schools, 18 to 21 year olds with special needs, who come out and learn from seed to sale how to grow fresh produce. So yesterday, Tuesday, we had 3 schools that were coming together, and they were in our 5,000 square foot greenhouse. They were harvesting kale, harvesting Swiss chard. They were checking on their peas. They were releasing lace wings to eat up the aphids that were in there. They were making notes, and then they were taking that produce and either taking it home or they were taking it to our educational kitchen to cook and make a kale citrus salad. And then they also made a butternut squash soup. So fun. And then we also have field trips that are a lot of fun, whether it's fishing, hay wagon rides, archery, cooking, and then family events that are free and exclusively for individuals with special needs and their families that happen about once a month at CAs. So,
okay. Yeah. I would imagine, too, that that's part of what differentiates you is that family dynamic.
Absolutely.
Because when you are able to bring the family together, like you talked about at the beginning with your sister and your mom, and you're not just going and dropping off your loved one, you're engaging with them in all the things that you have to offer, which is really great. Tell us how being outdoors in God's creation shifts the way that individuals with special needs participate.
Yeah, I think what we see so often, and the teachers and parents will affirm, that their kiddos are challenged when they're outside. We see that so often. For example, we were snowshoeing a couple of weeks ago. We had fresh snow, and I remember a new mom, it was at our winter fest event, and a mom was there with her son. And I said, "Would you like to go for a snowshoe hike on our property?" And she looked at me and said, "I don't think he can do that." And I said, "Well, let's try it, even if he goes 10 feet. He walked 1.5 miles in those snowshoes.
Wow.
Yep. And later she texted me and said, "He fell asleep as soon as we got in the car." Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see that challenge and how our guests, they're sold short so often. But when they're challenged, and when you're outside, you don't know this. You don't know that you're getting exercise when you're walking down to our fishing pier to go fishing. You don't know that when you're in the gardens and feeling that dirt, pulling out a carrot, that you are surrounded by creation, getting the vitamin D and the fresh air and the sunshine. Our guests are challenged, but then also they grow in ways that you would never have imagined. And we see that with schools, with our family events, and even like our garden club too, on a consistent basis.
Well, I think not only for me, but for so many people that I talk with, just being in nature allows you to feel God's presence like no other place can.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I understand that not everybody, especially if you've grown up in the city, has the opportunity to get out into nature to enjoy it. And so it's wonderful that so many of the things that you do are done outside.
They are, yeah. And we operate all 4 seasons, but there is a rhythm to the seasons where in the winter, on a sunny day, we're outside or in the greenhouse. In the summer months, we're going for walks, we're fishing, we're hiking, we're active, we're outside. And you see how students who in a typical classroom setting aren't thriving, when they're put out in God's creation, just that peace settles on you.
Yeah.
But also you can't, when you're taking a walk and you see a chrysalis in real life of a monarch butterfly, and you can explain that and explain that miracle to someone in real time, nothing beats that. It's such a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's something about different seasons in the book of Ecclesiastes. Yeah.
Yes, there is.
There's a time for everything, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, how does the work that you do impact families mm-hmm. and even caregivers mm-hmm. and not just your special guests?
Yeah, so we invite families, caregivers to come alongside of their guests for our family events. One of my favorite family events that we have happens Mother's Day weekend, and we have an Honor Moms Welcome Spring event. And we transform our treehouse into a Pamper Mom station. So the moms and female caregivers give so much and so sacrificially. And so we bring in massage therapists, their special treats. We have businesses who sponsor goodie bags for our moms, and they get time to just breathe, take a rest, connect with each other, have a few minutes of quiet. And then we have some really great high energetic college students who hang out with the individuals or their kiddos so that mom can get a break.
Well, it sounds like Zach's Acres or Zachariah's Acres has made quite the impact over the years, and they continue to do so. Actually, they're celebrating an exciting milestone. To learn more about it, stay tuned, because after a short commercial break, Emily will tell us all about it. We'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Emily Enochson, Director of Community Impact at Zachariah's Acres. So, Emily, you guys have made quite an impact over the years, and you're not done yet, are you?
Nope.
Tell us about your exciting milestone and how the organization has grown.
Yeah, it's amazing to even say this, but we are celebrating 15 years of service this year.
Yay!
Yeah, it's God's greatest gift. And if you would have told me that 15 years ago, I would have been shocked. But when we first started in 2011, the first 3 years, we served about 1,800 people under banquet tents. And now that's about how many guests we serve every month. And so just the blessing and the need. And yet there are more people that we're turning away and saying no to because of capacity and growing. So it's just been such a gift, but we're excited to celebrate 15 years and the stories and truly the community that has been built at Zachariah's Acres. Yes, it's a place, a sanctuary, as we were talking about earlier, for families to come and be themselves and to connect with God's creation. But it's a community for teachers, a community for students, a community for our amazing volunteers and the families to come and connect. And really, in the past 15 years, I've seen that as one of our greatest impacts, the community that has been built, but then also our campus has grown. Mm. Back in 2011, it was a farm field. And for the first many years, we would just set up those banquet tents, have an event, and then tear it down, do it again 3 months later. Now we have many buildings on site that are fully accessible to individuals with special needs. So we have a workshop, we have two greenhouses, we have over 8,500 square feet of raised garden beds, a fishing pond, honeybees, chicken coops. I think we have about 60,000 evergreens planted on our property, wildflowers, an accessible treehouse, our teepee, gazebo, a pontoon pier, and all of these beautiful spaces highlights God's creation, but also provide an opportunity for our guests and their families to connect with one another.
Yeah. And didn't you say that you started at the 50 acres, but now you're at 100 acres?
Yes. Yes. So we were able to purchase an additional 50 acres a couple years ago that has wild prairie grasses. We just installed an osprey pole on there for observation. And there have been so many other opportunities that we can grow and who knows what the future will hold? But right. Now we have the opportunity.
Well, and when you think about your humble beginnings,
yes,
15 years ago and mm-hmm. how you've now served tens of thousands
yes.
of special guests, that's
yep.
that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
But speaking about the future,
mm-hmm.
you brought it up, so I'm
yeah,
going to ask,
yep.
what dreams are guiding your vision for the future
yeah.
of Zach Zakers?
Yeah, I think one thing that we have noticed when we first started, our mission statement was for children with special needs. And what started happening is families would be coming to our events and there all the time. And then we noticed they stopped coming. So I remember calling one of our moms and just saying, hey, we've really missed you and your family. She said, oh, my son turned 18. I thought we weren't welcome anymore.
Mm.
And for us, that was a pause to say, wait, we are all God's children. Individuals with special needs, they are somebody's child. They are welcome here. It just looks different. And so we have expanded our services to incorporate opportunities for young adults with special needs to come out through our garden club and through other experiences, our farm store interns. We have a farm store that's open in the summer months, and they come out and they actually have a little job shift where they come and they help stock the farm store shelves with fresh tomatoes, fresh honeyberries, strawberries, honey from our beehives. And then the community is invited to come out and they can shop and they can purchase ingredients that have been cared for and lovingly packaged by our guests.
Mm,
so that's something that we have seen grow. There's such a need for a purposeful. You think of you and I. Our days are filled with work, but that gives you that sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And individuals with special needs want that too, whether they're paid in eggs or given a paycheck.
Right.
And so that is one thing that we're expanding. And also, as I shared a little bit ago, we're turning away more guests than we could serve. And so we are looking at actually the very beginnings of a phase of what if we could have multiple classrooms, a demonstration kitchen, a gathering space, and it be a place where individuals with special needs could come and maybe take a cooking class or be in an arts and nature class year round. In Wisconsin, you know,
yep.
we have beautiful weather, and then some days it's more challenging.
Mm. So and then January comes.
Yeah, and then January comes. Absolutely. So what can we do in January to support guests who need to get out of the house, still bring in that nature? Of course, we have our heated greenhouses and still encourage going outside and interacting with God's creation. But that's what's ahead for us. And we're excited to see how God will continue to lead. Can't wait to see what the next 15 years will bring.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's something for people to just keep an eye
yep.
out.
Yep, exactly.
Keep an eye open for,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, community support, you mm-hmm. mentioned a number of
yes.
times, key to any organization,
yeah.
certainly for the present, mm-hmm. but also for the future, as we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Tell us how your volunteers and community supporters have been involved.
Volunteers and our community support are, I say they're the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. They help move our mission forward. We are a small and hardworking crew of staff members, but we have hundreds of volunteers that come out and use their gifts and skills to serve. We have volunteers who work in the gardens and greenhouse seeding. We have volunteers who have a passion for woodworking, and they will build little raised garden beds for our guests to take home. They'll help with construction projects. They'll build a trellis for our raised gardens to trellis some nasturtiums or butternut squash. We have volunteers who help with fundraising events. We have such a wide range of people who come and really find purpose and belonging at Zacharias Acres, which has been amazing. And then also the community support. I like to say there's a place for everyone at Zacharias Acres. Last year, we had about 45 different service days on site, whether it was a church, a business, a small group, a group of people who are coming out for a day or a morning. And they bring a group. We had a group of 75 realtors. We had a small group that came out, a Bible study that came out, and they served. And they accomplish a project and really help to lighten the load of our team, but really make a difference in the campus, whether it's harvesting honeyberries berries to make jam for our farm store, or it's getting the property beautiful for our farm to table fundraiser that we have the next week. So we are so grateful for the community support and volunteers.
I'm so happy to hear that, because yeah. I'm sure there are organizations out mm-hmm. in our community like ours mm-hmm. who love to offer volunteer opportunities. Yep. So for us, we have a particular month that happens yeah. to be September where we get involved in different things, mm-hmm. whether that's mm-hmm. building with Habitat for Humanity or helping in some way. Yep. But you just gave me an idea yeah. that I might talk to our special events yeah. coordinator, Marina, and just say, this might be a really cool thing for us to do as an organization and then to be outside mm-hmm. too. So yep. if you're a company, or I lead the Bible study yep. here, and we are always looking for a service project yep. Right before the holidays. And yep. so if you have a group of individuals mm-hmm. that have a heart to mm-hmm. serve mm-hmm. and you want to get outside or just be involved somehow with Zacharias mm-hmm. Acres, what a great opportunity. So thanks for sharing that. I yeah. think that's so important.
Absolutely.
In the words of Mother Teresa, mm-hmm. not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things mm-hmm. with great love. Mm-hmm. I think she had great life lessons to share for sure. What would you say, Emily, is a life lesson that you've learned from your special guests and your volunteers at Zach's Acres?
How much time do you have? No. one thing I was just talking to somebody the other day is, so often when we are with an organization, you're coming to serve. You're saying, I'm here to serve these guests, but they serve us every single day. Mm-hmm. I think of how our friends, when I'm having a hard day or, you know, you're just unfocused and you simply say hi and smile. Mm-hmm. The unconditional love and joy is such a gift. And I think truly that has been one of my biggest lessons is just to treat individuals with special needs with dignity and love and compassion, exactly how they treat us. I think of Ben, who always has a smile on his face. I think of Molly, who always wants to know how my dog is. I think of Sarah, who talks about the chickens every time she comes out. And those are my friends. They're not just individuals with special needs. They're our friends and our people.
Yeah. I think about a friend of mine, Chuck Zamora, whose son, Corey, had Down syndrome and last year, unfortunately, passed away. But mm-hmm. he was in talking with us and he said Corey, his son, mm-hmm. was known for the hugs that he gave.
Yeah.
and just the feeling that people had when he was around.
Yep.
He just had this way of making people feel
yep.
loved.
Yeah.
You know, so as you say, it just, yeah. it goes both ways. It's
it
mutual.
Is, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the thing too, that our guests, they reflect their creator, mm-hmm. their joy, the love, the just gifts. They're just such gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's always important for any nonprofit, because each one has mm-hmm. its own unique needs, to share with the community how people can get involved and mm-hmm. support the mission. So what are some tangible ways that we, the community, can either get involved or support the work that you're doing in some way?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, like we talked about earlier, service groups are a great way to get involved. If you own a business, if you're part of a company or a small group, a church group, to come out to organize a group of individuals to come and serve, that is a wonderful way. Of course, volunteering, whether it be we have volunteers who help with our special events on the weekends. We have a lot of volunteers who are retired, who are looking for meaningful and purposeful work, and they come out. And then we have fundraisers as well. We have 8 signature fundraisers that happen on site. We have a plant sale Mother's Day weekend, and all of the plants are cared for and lovingly planted by our guests. We have a farm-to-table fundraiser in June. We have a golf outing. We have a trail run in October, a Christmas tree cut the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then we have our bird hunt in February too. And those are great ways for not just sponsorship or attendees, but for individuals to come out. And I say, because we're closed campus, we're not open for the public to just come anytime. You get to experience what our guests do on a day-to-day basis, whether it's the beauty of the property, the 100 acres, or hopping on a UTV, ATV, and getting a tour and riding fast through the Pine Tunnel. And that's what I hear from our donors and supporters is I love coming to Zacharias Acres, so I can only imagine what what your guests do.
Yeah, that sounds so wonderful. Yeah. I want to encourage all of our listeners to check out your website. Yeah. Obviously, if you want to go out on site, that's always great. But if someone wants to check out the website, what is that?
Yep. So our website is zachariasacres.org.
That's very simple. I imagine you're on socials.
Yep. We're on Instagram at Z Acres Kids and then Facebook, Zacharias Acres as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Emily Enochson from Zacharias Acres, I appreciate you sharing all the great work that you do and how you support children and adults and their families. Mm-hmm. So thanks for visiting with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
You're certainly welcome. Stay tuned next week to hear how another wonderful organization like Zach's Acres is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.